We're up to starting the test on the base. We up to tasis, the top tasis. Let's just do a quick stick of the Gemara. In order to learn the top tasis, we need to be met know the Gemara well. If anyone doesn't feel comfortable or confident in the Gemara, here's the opportunity now to become confident. My guess is I just froze. But let's try and get clear on the Gemara as far as we can do. The Gemara said like this. The Gemara said, again, Rava told us, Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai. Rava told us, Sofik is not Moitzi Midei Vadai. And the Gemara then asked the question from this story on the Shispa that threw in a Nefel into the ground, into the bow, and a Kohen was tired, even though the Chayor, how can that be? What's the basis to be Matar the Kohen? No, the only basis we know is that the Chuldah dragged it away. The Chuldah dragged it away. So since the Chuldah dragged it away, you have a Roiv that the Nefel's not there anymore. But that's only a Roiv. How can a Roiv counteract a Vadai? So it seems to be against a Rava Tota. To which the Gemara answered two answers. Number one is, you have to remember these answers because otherwise we're not going to understand Tasis. So number one is, what's the answer of the first answer of the Gemara? You can look inside if you like. Huh? No, that wasn't the first answer. What was the first answer of the Gemara? Yeah, but it wasn't the first answer. The first answer was, it's a Sofik and a Nefel in the first place. It was a Sofik Nefel in the first place. Not clear that it was a Nefel to begin with. So since we don't even know it was a Nefel to begin with, therefore, we can rely on the Roiv and take on that even if the Nefel would have been there, the Chuldah dragged it away. So we have a spectator, a Sofik versus a Sofik, in other words. You have a Sofik. It's Sofik if the Nefel was there to begin with. And even if the Nefel was there to begin with, it could very well be that the Chuldah dragged away. It's the Roiv Chuldah will drag it away. So that's the first answer of the Gemara. No. And the second answer of the Gemara was, the second answer of the Gemara, you should know, even though you're right, there was definitely a Nefel that fell in. It was a Nefel that fell in. The Inkel there, it's okay. Because although we can't assume that the Nefarim eat up the we can't assume the Chuldah eats up the Chomitz or eats up the Nefel, but we can assume that they definitely dragged it. And therefore, when this Kohen came and didn't see anything, you know why he didn't see anything? Because it was definitely dragged away. But definitely dragged away. Yeshua Mazel Tov. Welcome. So that's the two answers of the Gemara. So again, what was the question of the Gemara? The question of the Gemara was, how can we rely on the Chuldah? There was a Vadai Nefel, Ein Tovim Moitzim Midei Vadai. To which the answer of the Gemara was, no, it was not a Vadai Nefel. Tovim Nefel, even if it was a Nefel, maybe it wasn't there. And that's why we can rely on the Roiv of the Chuldah. So, now let's learn tasis. The top tasis on the we need to do it nicely and slowly. Meaning, we need to understand it. It doesn't mean we should freeze, but it means we should understand what we're saying. The Sofik Guru Ahi Shaita. That is the Gemara. Where does the Gemara say those words? Right, so Yossi is pointing out that those words don't actually exist in our text. And it doesn't, not every different masla has to be an exact quote of the Gemara either. That means it's going on and it's important the placement of Tosis. The placement of Tosis is important. Tosis is going on the answer, on the first answer of the Gemara. The Gemara tells me, you know why it's okay? Because we've got a Sofik Garu HaShaita, Sofik not, and you have the Chuldah, so that's why you can be Mikol. In time, our great places. Hi, boy. Hey, Chakoi. Where is this boy located? Where is this pit? Ibu Shusarabim. If it's referring to a Shusarabim. Afilu Mistake Achal Tor. It should be tall even with one suffix.
Well, why is it boring, Rosh Hashanah, considered to be Rosh Hashanah? Maybe it's deeper than 10 fucking whatever, maybe it could even still be Rosh Hashanah.
Very good, Aura. With regard to Tumah and Taya, the parameters of Rosh Hashanah are not the same as Shabbat. Most of Shabbat, you need 600,000 people. But Tumah and Taya, as long as 3 people can see it, that's already called a Rosh Hashanah. So this pit could be considered Rosh Hashanah if it's a place where people can see it, see inside it. That's called considered Rosh Hashanah. Even though they got to be Shabbos about them not, like Ben was saying, but a pit that's 10 fucking deep, it's got all walls around it, it's Rosh Hashanah. But regarding Tumah Vataya, not. And here we're talking about Tumah and Tara. There's good aura of Ben. Very good. Yeah. Back to take this time. Back to the discussion. If we're talking about Rosh Hashanah, then even one sofek, it should be Torah. And what does Tosafot mean to ask? What does Tosafot mean to ask him? Even one sofek should be Torah.
So you only got a sofek where it was thrown as a nickel, and you don't have to come onto the sofek where it was taken, it was pulled out, whether the chulz is put away or not.
Excellent. But that's the question. The question on Tosafot is that once we have a sofek, if a nettle fell in, that's a sofek already. One sofek. So why did the Gemara say that the only reason why the Pitkoin was tahor was because the Chulda and Bardalis is Mitzvahin Shom? That's what the Gemara says. The Chomim said, Va Maitav Nei Chachomim B'tiyaru. Why were they Mitzvahin? B'nei Chulda or Bardalis Mitzvahin Shom. Because there's a Chulda and Baldur is there. That's why they're muttering. Frank takes us, if we're talking about Rosh Hashanah, and we're talking about, you don't know Bechlal, if there's an Ephel there or not. So you don't need to come onto a Chuldah. It's done, Tori. Sofek Tumah in Rosh Hashanah is Tori. Why is the Gemara saying it? Because you have a Rav. Even without a Rav, you have one Sofek. One Sofek's enough. That's the cause of Tosafot. Oh, Alatzad is definitely an NFL, then we can understand why you need to come onto the road of the Chuldah. That's right. So he's asking on which stage of the Gemara. That's why it's important to know. So he's asking on the first answer of the Gemara. The first answer of the Gemara was, Sofik Guru, and Shaita, Sofik not. And that's going on the case of a Sofik if it was an NFL in the first place. So this boy, Fictatus, if it's talking about Rosh Hashanah, who cares if there's a chulda? Who cares if there's a chulda there? As much as you're telling me I've got a sofek if it was an apple in the first place, there's some reason to be mafia. Right? Some reason, sofek tumah in Rosh Hashanah. Again, b'mtsoim ha'hai boi, if I'm not 100% right in that, b'mtsoim ha'hai boi, hey chikoi, where's this boy located? If it's Hashanah, if it's located in Rosh Hashanah, even with one sofek, it should be toy. Meaning, like we just explained, the Gemara said that the reason why it is toy was because he had the Baalis there. And we're talking about a case where it was in a Shutah Rabim. And we're talking about a case where you don't know if it's a Nefel. So if we're talking about a case where you don't know if it's a Nefel and it's in a Shasarabim, the Tam, the Klal is Sofik Tum in a Shasarabim, you go to Kula. So why do we need to come on to the Chulda and Baalim? And that's the Kasha of Tate. Now Yossi pointed out that according to the second answer of the Gemara, in Tate's Kasha doesn't start. According to the second answer of the Gemara, we know it was a Nefel. If we know it's a Nefel, and we have to come on to Chulda and Baalim. Right? Can't be Mekel if you know it was an Ephel. Where's your Sofek? So we must be that we knew it was if we knew it was an Ephel, then of course we have to come on to that the Chulda and Baalim take it away. But it comes to the first answer of the Gemara, that's where Tosafot's question is valid. Okay, guys? If you are clear?
I don't understand. Is it a principle that if there is a suffix in a Rosh Hashanah, then we can say Tahal? Is that a different rule from all the other rules?
Right. That is a principle. It's learned out. Topic Tumma is learned out from Saita. And Saita is only, every Saita is a topic. Don't know what's going on behind the closed doors. Saita is a topic. And yet, the Torah says, the Saita is just a yachid. We go to Chumra, and the Shasarabim, we go to Kula. Because of the Cheskis Taya, because there was the, she had the Cheskis Taya beforehand, we go to Kula completely in the Shasarabim. So says here as well, this Kohen had the Cheskis Taya. He was Tori beforehand. And now he's entered into an area where there's a Sophic. If that area is the Shasarabim, we can go to Kula. If it be Shasiyachid, we go to Chumra. If it's the Shasarabim, we go to Kula. Right? So, that's the basis of the Tasteless question. Well, very good. That is also, Sean, you're on mute.
Yeah, I noticed. First of all, thanks for being with Shvatas. And, the other thing is, I don't understand how it's learned from Sota. Is Sota what's behind closed doors? What's behind closed doors? What does that have to do with Tahor? You know, in the sense of a dead body, you know, or you know, becoming tame from that. I mean, obviously, it's so, you know, people are discreet. You know, they're not going, if someone's going to do improper activities, they'll do it behind closed doors. They're not going to do it out in the public. I mean, you know, so I mean, I don't understand what the connection is.
Yeah, I hear your point. It's a Gzeir Shava, the Maisim. It's a Gzeir Shava learned from Tumah V'Taya, from Saita. So,
okay,
yeah.
Fine.
You're right, they're not exactly the same thing, but V'Nitzmah, it talks about some Shuta of a Saita, so it's a Gzeir Shava, and that's why the Halacha is like that. But okay, find the Mi'at Shem, and we learn in greater depth that Sugya, we might go into it more. So that's the question on Facebook. So we're going to see the Territor Tatus, and then I'll point out an external quote. Oi, Marie. So what's the answer? Sorry, in the first place. Well, it's not.
You're cutting out on the
first. We lost.
Not that bad, no.
Mordechai, you're in the middle.
No,
I think it's frozen.
Yeah. Call him.
Mazel Tov.
Thank you.
You're sure? Go back onto mute. I think there's some background
story. Oh, there is.
I think I'm okay now. Yeah? So, Kol Seikai, everyone okay?
Yep,
Kol Seikai. Okay, Kol Seikai, Vesekai, Seikai, all Seikai and double Seikai. Seikai is doubled on Seikai. Shatei Yochai, Lahal Bois, Bishatei Yochai, Tomei. If it's all marriage to the Yochid, all Sveikos on top of Sveikos are Tomeim. So my mother said, what are we talking about? If it's all marriage to the Rabbim, then even one Sveikos should be enough. And if it's all marriage to the Yochid, then even multiple Sveikos is not enough. So what's going on in the Gemara? Pelepik Kasha. If it's all marriage to the Rabbim, then you don't need to hold on. The fact that it's got a topic of the nephil fell is ready enough. And if it's talking about it's just a yachid, then how does it help to say I've got a double topic? The plan is that in it's just a yachid, even six feet is going to be awesome. Tell me.
What would the topic have been in it's just a rabbin? We haven't said yet that it might not have been a nephil. And so what topic would there have been?
What do you mean we haven't said? We haven't said.
I just said on the original, before they...
We did say.
Isn't this before it says Emes Shafilah Kalei
Nefel? The first answer of the Gemara. It's going on the first answer of the Gemara. Right? It's going on the first answer of the Gemara. We'll come to your point soon. But we explain Zaysa to be on the first answer of the Gemara. In case you don't know Mechlar, if there was a Nefel there in the first place. So why do you need to come on to Echolda? Because it's going to learn on the first answer. We'll come to your point very soon. So what's going on in this Gemara? I don't understand the first answer. Says the Gemara. Says Taitis, I'm Marie. The Tzorach Laima. So Vyeshana, Mitzatulam. Vyesh Laima. Vyesh Laima. The last word on the line of the last wide line. Vyesh Laima. The greatest Sulda. Umbadalis. Have a topic, Arogil. One of the answers, we had a similar answer on that base, Testament Aleph, that even the sex speaker, you can't be making an Rosh Hashanah. If it's a Sopik Harogel, meaning in almost certainty this is actually what happens, then we can be making. The Sopik Harogel means where it's not 50-50, but rather tremendously more in the direction of being Musa. So here he wants to say, The fact that there's a chulda there, that chulda is almost a certainty that the chulda dragged away the nefel, and therefore it's a sopik harogel kidipirashti le'el, like we explained in the Testament Aleph on the fourth tesis. Like we explained Testament Aleph on the fourth tesis, something called the sopik harogel. Harogel meaning it's more shiach. It's more likely, tremendously more likely, than in, even in Rosh Hashanah we can be made. So what's the answer of the Tesis? Even if it's the Yachid, we can be Mekka. So what's the answer of Tesis? We're talking about a Bari that's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
Why would you call it Badai?
Not Badai, because not Badai.
The Chubba
there. Not Badai. Chubba is only a Rosh. It's a Rosh Hashanah. It's more, much more likely than other way. Therefore, for Rosh Hashanah Yachid, we can be Mekka in that case. You have a Rosh coupled with another Sopik, and Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you can be Mekka. I mean, even though normally about six things you can't be Mekka, hey, if you've got one topic, and on top of that you have another topic of a rive, it's the topic of Rogel, and you can be Mekka.
But it's only that we
need
to hold
it there. Yeah, so it's hold it there. Yeah. So again, what was the question of Tesis? What's the answer of Tesis? The question of Tesis was that, what's the first answer of the Gemara? If we're talking about Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then you don't need to take it. If we're talking about Rosh Hashanah Yachid, two tzigah is not going to help you. We're talking about Rishus. And two tzigahs here will have a tremendously rive, tremendous likelihood. In that case, you can be Mekka. Right? That's the answer of faces. Now, Mordechai pointed out something, and this is what I want to get to. The Met. In Tosafot's question, we explained it one way. We did explain it one way. It's not understand muchach, but that is the way to learn the question. In Tosafot, I think it is, but there's another way we could have phrased the question. In this Gemara, the Gemara asked the question, that Sopik moiti midei vada. In Sopik moiti midei vada. So you could have phrased the question slightly differently. If this story is talking about Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then it should still be, there's no room for the question in the first place. There's no mockim to start off with a question at all. The Gemara asks the question, how can you tell me that Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai, you see by Tumah that Sofik is Moitzi Midei Vadai. So you could ask, no, you're right. By Tumah, we will say, Sopik Moitzi Midei Vada. Yeah, by Tumah, we will say it, but only by Tumah, not by anywhere else. Why should by Tumah we be made to say, Ein Sopik Moitzi Midei Vada, and not by any other Tumah? Okay, I'm just going over It's okay. I'm just going to go over. You have to go out for a minute. Just go over the point because it's important. Tesis, we learn Tesis. Tesis are asking on the second, on the first answer of the Gemara. That's how we learn Tesis. The method is another way of asking the same question of Tesis, but earlier on in the Gemara. Then let's try and analyze it a little bit. Ein Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadei. What does that mean? What does Ein Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadei mean? Who wants to try and I'll suggest two possibilities. Ein Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadei could mean, if you've got a Vadei there, you can't tell me that because of the Sofek, the situation has changed. You can't tell me with the certainty that the situation has changed if there's only a roiv against the vadai. For instance, in the case of the teva. Remember the story of the teva? The chover died. And he left teva. He left teva. There's a roiv chaverim ma'asim him. Before he gets to answer the Gemara. But roiv chaverim ma'asim him. So what does the Gemara mean to say by that? Did the Gemara mean to say that, of course there's a possibility he did it, it's a sofek, and you can't rely that he did it because it was a vadai, not like that. If you have a roiv against the vadai, you're left with a sofek. But you can't be makel because there was a vadai thing the other way. So you can't rely just to say, oh, it doesn't matter, I have a roiv against it. Because against it, you have a vadai. That can be makel. There is a certainty that teva. Is this teva definitely teva? No. Have a right. Or, that's one way of learning. Or do you say, Ein Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadei means that since you have a Vadei, nothing can start. And you're left with a Vadei. Even if you have a right, it doesn't help you. Since you have a Vadei, you have to treat this as still Vadei Teva. That's a Chakira which we could have in the Londres of Ein Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadei. If I'm not here, this is starting. Is Shat Sof Ein Sof Ein Mitzvah Dei Vadei Midi? The Sofik is something. It's got strength. But not enough to counteract the Vadei. The Mamela, you're left at least with a Sofik. If you have the Vadei Teva, and you've got a Roi Zamasenheim, very nice you've got a Roi, but you can't counteract a Vadei, and therefore you're left with at least a Sofik Teva. So you have to be machmir because it's sofek teva. That's one tzad. Or the tzad is that, no, since you've got a vadai, nothing can start unless you have a vadai against it. And if you have a sofek, it doesn't play a role at all. And you're left with vadai teva. In this case where the chava died and he left teva, it's not even a sofek, it's vadai teva. What do you mean there's a roiv? No, but a roiv against the vadai is nothing. But it does something. A roiv against a vadai is nothing. What does Ein Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadei mean? It means that it can't completely be mevatel the vadai. Is that what it means? Or it means it can't even start talking against the vadai. Right? It's in strengthening. Well, what does Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadei mean? Right? It's clear that you started. Before we see in Tesis how to learn. Yeah. Yeah, can you hear the two Stalin?
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good. Ivana, do you mask him?
Yeah, you have the Stalin.
Very good. Amadachai, Shua, Daniel, Misha Peretz, all clear the two Stalin. Oh, so now if we learn these two Stalin, so let's go with the first Sad. The first Sad was, what was the first Tzad? If you have a roiv, it's into a sofek. If that's true, then in Rosh Hashanah Rabin would be able to be maker. Because by Tumah, in Rosh Hashanah Rabin, there's a rule, a special rule, like Yaakov pointed out before, not again anywhere else, a special rule that helps in Tumah B'Tayro, that sofek Tumah in Rosh Hashanah Rabin, you're maker. Right? So even though Rava would tell us the Gabi Tevel you can't be Mako. And the Gabi Chomet you can't be Mako. But the Gabi Tumah V'Tara you Mako. Because the Gabi Tumah V'Tara is another rule, another principle, telling me any Sofek in Rosh Hashanah you can't be Mako. So if so, If we learn like the first time, then we could really have asked the same kasha of Tesis, but not on the first answer of the Gemara. We could have asked the kasha of Tesis on the first line of the Gemara. But what are you asking at all? Gemara, the kasha. How can Rava say ain't something mighty with a vadai? How could Rava tell me ain't something mighty with a vadai? You see by some of Atayah that you do say something mighty with a vadai. So we could have asked, but why are you asking at all? You're right, Rava told it, but where did Rava tell it to us? By Chomet, by Tevel, that's where Rava told it to us. But by some of Atayah, in Rosh Hashanah Rabin, even a something is going to be enough. So of course there, Sofik would be Maitzi Midei Vadai. If Sofik Maitzi Midei Vadai just means it makes it down into a Sofik, then the whole question never began. The whole basis of the question was flawed. If it was talking about Rosh Hashanah, right? If it was talking about Rosh Hashanah, and that's how it says the Rosh in Nida asked the Kasha. There's Rosh in Nida asked the Kasha in that way. He says, if we're talking about in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, my parish. What's the question of the Gemara? There's no question to begin with. Because Sofik Maitzi Dei Vadai makes it into a Sofik. And a Sofik in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim can be maker. So my parish, what's the question of the Gemara Bechla? So we have to say it's a Merish Hashanah. But Tosfos here doesn't learn like that. Tosfos says, doesn't say my parish. Tosfos says, and let's go over the Tosfos. And Toima Hai Boy Hechikoi Ibrishus Rabim Afilu B'Sveika Achas Toi. Even with one Sofik, it's enough. Meaning, why do you tell me we need two Sveikas? It should be enough one Sofik. Why did the Gemara say you need two Sveikas? In the first answer of the Gemara, the Tosfos Kashas is going on the first answer of the Gemara. Now, if it's all Marisha Sarabim, then why do we say then in the Gemara that you need two Sefikas? Sofik if it's an FL and Sofik if the Chulzah took it away, even one Sofik is enough. That was Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos asked it, he agreed to the Kasha of the Gemara. But he disagreed on the first answer of the Gemara. He could agree that the Kasha of the Gemara makes sense. Even if it's all Marisha Sarabim, the Kasha of the Gemara makes sense. Yeah? We've got cash on the road. If we're talking about Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then why is the answer of the Gemara telling me I've got six seker? You don't need the six seker, just say we're talking about Sofik Nephil in the first place. So again, because we're going to try and understand what Tosfos holds. Again, we mentioned this two studies. What Ein Sofik Maitzi Midei Vadai means. Right? One of the two studies. First topic is Ein Sofik Maitzi Midei Vadai means it can't be Mevatel the Vadai. They can still make a Sofik. The Sofik can't negate the Vadai. Say the Vadai doesn't exist. The side of the Vadai is dead. You have to take that into account. That's one side. Or, the Vadai is so strong, that the Sofik can't take it away from the Vadai. It's left as a Vadai. Those are the two starting. We said, if you learn the first way of Al-Hakira, then the question we have on the Gemara, if we're talking about Boyan Shasarabim, is not, I don't understand the answer. But rather, I don't understand the kasha to begin with. What are you asking? What's the Gemara asking on Rava? From Tumah V'Taya, how can Rava say, Ain Sofik Maitzim Dei Vadai? You see in the Gemara by Tumah V'Taya, you do say Sofik Maitzim Dei Vadai. That question doesn't make sense. The question doesn't start. Rava wasn't speaking about Tumah V'Taya. Rava was speaking about Chomet and speaking about Teva. In that halacha, the halacha is, Ein Sofik Maitzi Midei Vadai. The Sofik cannot completely be Mevatel the Vadai. You're left with a Sofik. You're left, you have to Cheshish for the Tzad of the Vadai. You're left with a Sofik. Ve'en Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Tumah in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then indeed you should be able to say Sofik is Maitzi Midei Vadai. Sofik brings it down to a Sofik. Sofik is able to bring down the Vadai to a Sofik. And a Sofik in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you can be Maker. Right? So if so, the kasha never started. The kasha of the Gemara, like Mordechai points out beforehand, the kasha of the Gemara never started. What's the Gemara asking a steer from Tevel to Tumah? Teva, you're right, you're after the Sofik. And you have to be Machmir. Sofik Tumma, Sofik Dereit, the Chumma. Oh, but by Tumma, you're after the Sofik, and I love my Sofik, and you go to Kulam. So what's the Kasha Bechal? No, we have to come on to six Bakers, and Vade and Vade. No, there's no Kasha. It's a Raib against a Vade, and a Raib against a Vade can make it into a Sofik. If we're talking about Irish Shasta Rabin, then it's possible that's what should be. That's why it's a Rosh Hashanah. Saying that Tosis by us does not learn like that. Tosis by us seems to be bothered that why you're saying that there's two Sfeikas, even one Sofik should be enough. He should ask more. He said, Tazov, one Raib against the Vada is enough by some of the time. So the Achrenim speak out and say, the same is hold the other side. Yeah, but not.
Can it be that Tosis doesn't want to rely on the heter of Sofet Tumah v'Rishus HaRabim if he doesn't have to? He wants to find another way without having to rely on that.
What's your kasha? The Gemara said they will retire him because you have a right. So that's enough. Why do you have to find better than what the Torah says? The Torah says, Sofik Tumah v'Rishus HaRabim is Tor. It's not a Bidi Evet. It's not Bidi Evet. You have a Cheskes Kashrus. You have a Cheskes Chaya, Chazaka. Chazaka in a place of Sofik. You go to Kuna, you carry on. No, it's not Bidi Evet. So why didn't Tosfos learn like this, Lerosh? Why did Tosfos agree with the question of the Gemara, but didn't like the answer of the Gemara? Because Tosfos holds Ein Sofik Moitzim. The Vadai means you're left with a Vadai. You're left with a Vadai. No Sofik. It's Vadai Teva, Vadai Chomet, and Vadai Tumma. And Vadai Tumma, it's just three of him. You got to be Machmi. Of course. The only question Tosfos had was, what's the answer of the Gemara? The answer of the Gemara was that Sofik, maybe there wasn't an Echol there to begin with. And he had the Baalzalis. But Tosfos, once he told me of a Sofik, there wasn't an Echol.
Yaakov.
Let's
begin.
We lost the Rav again.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
We can. You can now.
Help me?
Yes.
Yeah, everyone hears the two Mahalkim. First of all, Mahalkim has to learn the Gemara. The Met, it's a tremendous kiddush. If you think about it, if you ask any person in the Beis Medrash, make it second. If you have a Chaveh with Nifta, before we know the Vadei Chavir, if we know the Rebbe Shai, if it's a Sofik, if it's a Roy, you tell somebody it's Vadei Tevel. Vadei Tevel. You had a Roy saying the other way. Most people would say it's a Sofik. But Tosfos learns not like that. Tosfos learns that since there was a certain situation, which according to that situation, it should stay that it's Tevel, in order to make that change its status at all, in order to change its status, you need to have a Vade against it. Otherwise, it keeps its status with all its strength. It stays a Vade. So, very good. So that was the Kash of Tosfos in the territory. The Kash of Tosfos was that...
This here is about something in the role or something in general?
No, right. Yeah, standard Sofik Zucha, maybe, definitely by Roy, yeah, I'm not sure by standard Sofik, I'm not sure. But definitely by Roy, you can definitely hear this. Roy, this is a situation that changed. But in Kol Zeh, there's a Chakir. Chakir is even by, definitely, I don't know about standard Sofik, I don't know. So Mela, that's where we're holding, in the Kashav Tosfos and the Seret Tosfos. Kashav Tosfos was, if we're talking about a boy and it's just a rabbin, then how can we be Mekel? Everything about Bonish is Rabbim. How can we be Mekel at all? How can we be Machmeh at all? Why do we need two Sekers? One Sofik is enough. And if we're talking about Shusha Yochid, then how can we be Mekel at all? To which the answer of Tosfos was, we're talking about Shusha Yochid, and you got Sofik Herogil. At the end of Tosfos is an interesting Tumah B'Tayrus Shaila. End of Tosfos like this. The Tzorch Loima, Tiragli Akoin, Toyu B'Shus Harabim. Now that we've told you that the bones are just the yochid, but what about where the legs of the kohen were? Now, so this is involved in the same case that Rashi had. Remember, Rashi mentioned that the whole of the chuldah was a tefach high. And therefore was an oil, and therefore it stopped the tumma from going up, and therefore wherever the kohen was standing is going to be tied. Tzaitzis doesn't understand like that. Tzaitzis understands that the whole of the chuldah was less than a tefach. And if it's less than a tefach, then it's bekev oila. Then the tumma goes up. So this kohen was standing on the side of the pit. The pit was Rishus Yochid. So you would have thought the side of the pit was also Rishus Yochid. If it was, then you've still got a bayah. Because the tumma might have been under his feet and would say it goes up. It might have been under his feet and it should be b'keva oila. What are you going to say? It was dragged away. It might have been dragged under his feet. It's not in the pit. In the pit we say got a rove, it was taken away. But under his feet we'd have that rove. That might be the pit of his, of the chulda. That might be where the chulda lives. So he says, must be ragla kohen hoi v'shut rabbi. You must say that the Ragla Kohen was in Rishus HaRabim. The Al-Kot of Bechurayu Lekha Pesach Tefach. It says it must be that the whole of the Chulda was not a Tefach big. The Lekha Pesach Tefach, because if the whole was a Tefach high, Maimle Elez Greira had to help the fact that the Chulda dragged the Nepal into the hole. A Pesach Tefach, maybe it's a Tumah. If the entrance to the hole of the chulda is a tefach high, then the tumma goes out from that hole. And then if the kohen picks his head up over the hole, over the pit, the tumma possibly will go out from the hole and hit him. What we're trying to say is you drag the nephel away from the pit. It's got no shaykhs to the pit anymore. Because if the hole is a tefach wide, then the tumma can still go out through that hole. And then when the kohen puts his head over, the tumma will possibly go out and hit him. It go up and hit him, so we haven't gained anything. There must be, if we say the chulda takes the nephil away, it must be, it takes it into something which is less than a tefach tall. In which case, the tumma can't come out anymore to enter into the pit, because it's less than a tefach tall. If it's less than a tefach tall, then it's not an oil, and then the tumma goes up. So why is it not going to hit him anyway? Means there's two issues we need to think about. We need to think about, is there some in the pit? And we need to think about what happens to the tumma that's in the hole of the den of the chul. There's two tummas we need to discuss. A, is the pit got any tumma there? And B, what about the tumma that's inside the den of the chul? Taita says, the Gemara said there's no tumma in the pit. Why? The chulda took it away. There's no tumma in the pit. Great Tzaitzis, why not? There should still be tumma in the pit. If the hole of the chulda is a tefach big, the halacha is, if you have a hole of one tefach going, a window of a tefach between two rooms, and there's tumma in one of the rooms, then the other room's also tumma. A kohen's not allowed to be in such a room, and there's tumma matayos problems. If you have a room, two rooms in a house, and one of the rooms has the tumma there, the corpse, a piece of the mace there, and there's a window between the two rooms, an open window between the two rooms. And that window is a tefach tall, 10 centimeters tall, 10 centimeters wide, then the other room's also tummy. Why? Because tumma gets transferred from one room to the other room. So says, if this chulda took the nephel into its den, and its den is a tefach tall, so the opening of the den is also a tefach tall. And if so, tumma will be transferred from this den back into the pit. It's like two rooms with a window. It's back into the pit. And if so, there's still tumma in the pit. So why have you gained anything? What's all the gain that you said? Oh, what we've done is we've sent it into the den. The whole of the chulda. So what? The tumma will just simply go back into the boy. The tumma's not in the boy, but it'll get transferred because you've got an opening the size of a tefach. There must be the opening of the den, of the whole of the chulda. It's not a tefach big. It must be less than a tefach. If it's less than a tefach, then we have another issue. If it's less than a tefach, the den is less than a tefach, then the klal is tumma that in a room that's less than a tefach high doesn't stay in that room. It goes straight up. It goes straight up. It doesn't stay there. It goes straight up. That's the problem with all the pasuk bars. It goes straight up. And if so, the kohen is standing on top there looking into the boat. Is going to be hit by this tumma. From his feet, not from his head. His feet, where his feet is standing, is going to be hit by tumma. The problem may be sorry because the tumma is not there.
But why must you assume that the house of the chulda, the den of the chulda, is right under the kohen? Maybe it's on the other side of the hole.
Very good. Very, very good. Very good. So that's the question that's bothering the thesis, right? Very good. Same good. So the question of thesis is that as much that we as much that we want to talk about the bo'ez rishus yachid, if the bo'ez rishus yachid, then we have to worry also besides the rishus yachid the chayra, is he still going to be tummy? Not from the bo'ez, but from his feet. Not from his head, but from his feet. Says Tosfos Emorim, the tzarech loyma derag le'akoyen hoyu b'shut harabim. Tal kochus, b'chorai lekin b'tev tef. It must be there's no tef. Tiyik b'tev tefach. If the opening is a tefach, but the end is greater. How does it help to shred the, how does it help the chulda to take away the nechel? Well, b'tev tefach, maybe it's a tumah. If his legs are rishus yachid, neichus shemagu. Why aren't we chayshus that he brought underneath the legs? Ad neged raglov, betumah bekas vayile. We must be talking about rishus yachid. For idish loyma is a pernah nekuda. The reality came rishus yachid for you. We don't need to say that the pose is rishus yachid and the size is rishus yachid. It's all rishus yachid. The guru of Aflu have a topic rock. And the fact that he brought it there, and it could be edited there, is already a topic rock. What does it mean? What does it mean by that? So Marshall speaks down like a Bernard said. We don't know for sure where he brought it. He could have brought it to this side of the pit, or the other side of the pit. So we don't have a clan if he brought it to this side or the other side. So Mela, we have one topic, maybe it's on the other side of the pit, and we have another topic, maybe edited. To put the two together, even Rishus HaYachid, since it's a Sofek HaRogel, it can't be made. Right? That means, A, maybe it's not here, maybe it's on the other side. And B, maybe at it, and it's a road that they eat these things. And therefore, when the kohen stands on top, you can be, you can rely on that. You can rely on that. Right.
We're talking about
50-50 topics. Right. 50-50 topics. If you have a topic and then a rove on top of that, it's called the topic a rove, and you can be makel even in a shusha yoch. So that's the tasis. A little bit deep tasis, but it's good to do chazam. What we learned, there was a lot in that. But what we should take, at least the klalim we should let them take the tasis. But also important to remember the klalim that we came out. Topic might be vadai doesn't mean there's nothing. No, does it? It hasn't gone down at all from the valet. Or at least we gave the Sovik. We thought says the Russian in one way, and we learned in our tastes a different way. The two stadium. And
so what
were comments? Comments topic would be machmir. It's something we have to be machmir. It's only by tumah, but it's special halacha by tumah. Topic we can be maker. But every other thing by tevel, by comments, if you have a topic director, you have to be machmir. Yeah. You have the vada. You have a rove against it, makes it into a sofik. Sofik you have to be a machmir. Can't negate the vada. Yeah, the vada still plays a big role. Okay, tomorrow I might be slightly late because I have to get my first vaccine jabbing in. It's officially at 9 o'clock, but you know things might start late. So Mi'at Hashem tomorrow I hope to come. I will be here, but Mi'at Hashem Lineda. But it could be a few minutes late, so hold on if I'm not...
Be aware that once you have the vaccination, they make you sit down for a quarter of an hour before they let you leave.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So there you are.
Well, they suggest that you do, or they tell you to go downstairs, and it depends where. If they're actually supervising you, then they won't let you leave. I just walked out.
Not an interesting. Okay, listen, rabbis, we need to try and make it towards the end of the Gemara until basically the two dots. So basically the two dots. And then we have to do a serious chazar on this again. So now try and make your way towards the end by the two dots.
Might be worth getting there early tomorrow. We turned up ahead of our appointment. They don't seem to worry about appointments. So if you're able to get down there 10 minutes.
Fisher has got the first appointment.
Oh, you think you've got the first? Okay.
Thank you, Lee Nader will try to.
It should be good for you anyway.
Very possible. Is that my office? Office and Vivaldi. Office and.